Hey everybody, welcome back to the Anime Summit Newscast. It's your favorite host with the most, Sounds of Bomb, back with another news week, time, song, newscast up in here, bitch. That's a song. Take that into the studio. And it goes to number one. It's June 12th, and I totally forgot to mention, happy Pride, everybody. I didn't say that last week on last week's newscast. I'm so sorry. But yeah, happy Pride to all of our LGBTQ listeners. Thank you. Thank you so much for listening every week. It's June 12th, 2020. And, of course, I am going to mention the PS5 presentation. The only thing is that I'm not going to mention every game because a lot of our, you know, a lot of our Discord members were watching it as it was happening and talking about it in there, and I don't want to mention every game. I just want to mention all the stuff that looks really sweet and that people are excited about and things like that, of course. And I also thought about this too when I was thinking of, when I was gathering news today. I thought every time I go into movie news or comic book news, it's always Marvel shit, and I think we've heard enough about the MCU and everything like that. So until something really like big comes out, like an actual trailer and things like that, I'm not going to keep mentioning it every week. Because, like, I feel like the last few months, for a couple weeks in a row, I kept mentioning, like, Shang-Chi, you know, and Falcon and the Winter Soldier. And it's just like, okay, like, I keep mentioning them because of every, they update a little thing every time. And I don't want to do that. That gets really annoying. And and I understand that a lot of these news sites that I've been getting this stuff from, you know, they're kind of updating on every little thing because it's harder to get news due to the pandemic and all that stuff. So anyway, that was just a thought I had. But anyway, we're going to do the non-anime news first. Talk about a lot of video games, movies and such, some other TV shows. And then we'll take a little break and then, you know, talk about anime news. I actually don't have a lot of anime news, to be honest with you. I do have some really cool things in anime news, but not a lot of it. You know what I mean? I feel like I always have more non-anime news lately. Let me know what you guys in the news care about the most on the Discord. I'm not on Twitter anymore, so. But, like, you know, if you're on Discord, you know, tell me what you guys are thinking. Like, hey, Sam, I like when you mention these. I don't really care about this so much every week. Or things like that. You know what I mean? I'd love to hear your feedback on the newscasts, okay? So anyway, let's get right into it. Let's jump right into it, shall we? You guys know that company Arcade 1-Up. You know, they've been remaking, like, they make, like, those build-it-yourself arcade machines. Really fucking cool. They're bringing back all kinds of games. They brought back Turtles in Time, a Mortal Kombat machine. I think it was Mortal Kombat 2, right? Or Mortal Kombat 1. They have Pac-Man. And, yeah, they're just going crazy. Like, they're starting to get, they have the Street Fighter 2 one. They're going crazy now. They're going crazy. The latest one from Arcade 1-Up has the Versus series, the original Versus series, with, it will come with, Marvel Super Heroes, X-Men vs. Street Fighter, Marvel Super Heroes War of the Gems, Marvel Super Heroes vs. Street Fighter, and then the first Marvel vs. Capcom. And also X-Men Children of the Atom, which is technically like the first game that made it pop off for sure. But yeah, I'm excited. Oh, okay, wait, so there's two, I'm sorry. Hold on. There's two cabinets. So there's one cabinet called X-Men vs. Street Fighter, and that one has Children of the Atom, X-Men vs. Street Fighter, X-Men Mutant Apocalypse, and Marvel vs. Capcom Clash of Superheroes. Then there's the Versus cabinet, which has Marvel Super Heroes, Marvel Super Heroes War of the Gems, X-Men vs. Street Fighter, Marvel Heroes vs. Street Fighter, and Marvel vs. Capcom Clash of Superheroes. I think the second one would be better, honestly. I mean, you still get X-Men vs. Street Fighter and Marvel's Capcom in the other one, and I think that one's cheaper. And you get Children of the Atom. But, like, Mutant Apocalypse is kind of like, I don't know. Mutant Apocalypse is okay. It's kind of a weird game to play on the arcade, I think. Really fun game still. But, wait, so what's the difference? War of the Gems is the one that was on Super Nintendo 2, right? Yeah. So Marvel Super Heroes War of the Gems was on the Super Nintendo also. It was basically like Mutant Apocalypse, except with Marvel Heroes instead of just X-Men. And some of the sprites used in there were updated to be used in Children of the Atom and Marvel's Capcom and things like that. So, yeah, very early Marvel Capcom games that are very good. If you've never played them before, but you've played Marvel's Capcom, I definitely suggest go playing that, and you'll be able to tell like where they got some of the assets from for some of the movesets and shit. Anyway, I went too long on that. Anyway, I'm excited. I was never really into these arcade one-up things. I always thought they were cool, but I would never get one. I legit probably would get this one for sure. Maybe Trisha will get it for my birthday. Well, who knows? We'll ask her later. Anyway, I thought this was really cool, this piece of news right here, except I just realized this is from 2017, and I'm mad about it and that I clicked on it now, and I'm mad that I'm talking about it now. It says, Jackie Chan Adventures to Return with new animated series and feature film. This is from 2017. Why did I click on it? Somebody must have shared it, and that's where I grabbed it from. Damn it. Well, apparently we never got that. Hey, you know what? Fuck it. Let's Google it real quick. No, let's Google it right now. Hold on. We're doing it live. We're doing it live, everybody. I know you guys like when I do it live. Sometimes. Maybe not. Okay, it doesn't say anything. I have no idea. I have no idea. That sucks. In 2017, Chan announced all new Jackie Chan Adventures. A 6 million, 104 episode Chinese CG animated series produced by Zhejiang Talent Television. It was released in China in 2017 with a feature film scheduled for 2019. Despite the name, it is unrelated to American series. Oh, so this never even came out in America? So that's what happened to it. Oh god, I'm looking at the video. I'm looking at some video right now. This looks terrible. This looks like it looks like Code Lyoko. It's like a chibi Jackie Chan with a huge head. It looks like some kind of cyber shit. That looks dumb. Wow. Okay, I'm glad we looked into it, guys. That's fucking dumb. Moving on. I saw this piece of news on my Facebook page, and I just have to tell you about it because it's really fucking funny. I love talking about these because they're so fucking funny to me. Like, how do you think you're going to get away with it? It's so fucking funny. Extremely obvious Pokemon ripoff appears on Xbox Store. You guys, like, I can't believe it. Like, this is legit. You guys have to see this. It's just Pokemon. It's not even at all like how we see normal ripoffs at all. You know, like how we remember that Overwatch one that was like a Chinese mobile game. It was pretty much Overwatch, except at least it was painted different. It looked different. The characters were different. But the user interface in the game was exactly like Overwatch. And then there was that Demon Slayer one we talked about a few weeks ago. At least the characters were changed, you know what I mean? It still looked like a complete ripoff, but like the characters and, you know, and stuff were changed. This is not that. This is legit. Like, they just put a picture of Ash and Pikachu and Charizard, and originally spotted by Nintendo Life, Caps Mon Adventure Brave Heroes Assemble makes no attempt beyond the name to hide that it's a ripoff using official Pokemon artwork and characters. The game even uses promo artwork from Pokemon the movie Genesect and the Legend as the app icon. The game is available for free with in-game purchases and can be downloaded on PC and mobile, at least until Nintendo and or the Pokemon Company have it taken down. While the game was noticed last Thursday, the Microsoft Store has a listed release date of March 30th. As of June 9th, the listing is still live and the game is available to download. It's like that. You know, we see these kinds of ripoffs all the time, right? And at least It still looks like a blatant ripoff, but it's somewhat changed. There was no hiding this at all. There was no hiding it. This is official Pokemon artwork. I see a thing that looks like Team Rocket in one of these screenshots. There's another thing that's straight up Professor Oak on there, on that screenshot. There's no hiding this at all. That's Charizard, and that's Venusaur right there. That's, oh my god, so fucking funny. Look that up. So let's talk some PS5 stuff, right? So the console, the look of the console was revealed, and of course right away people have memed the shit out of it, which is hilarious. The whole meme now is like, it looks like a Wi-Fi router from the 2010s, and the Xbox looks like, you know, a refrigerator. And so, like, there's memes going around where it's like, okay, what are you getting this year? Are you getting the Wi-Fi router or the refrigerator? Are you going to pre-order the refrigerator or the Wi-Fi router? You know, the DualSense controller looks really cool. But yeah, I gotta say, the design looks like something out of Futurama, okay? And obviously that show takes place in the year 3000 and above. So, like, you know, they have all, like, the weird shoulder thingies, and a lot of the devices have, like, you know, things that go around it kind of in a weird way. This kind of looks like that. And I really thought we were past this curvy futuristic design kind of thing. I really thought we were past this. I really thought we were in the age of, you know, minimal kind of straight up one color blocky looking stuff. Like, you know, I like the minimal stuff. This is not that at all. This is what I expected the PS3 to look like. And you know what I mean? I like the design of the PS4. I thought the PS4 was a very nice design. Very simple. They didn't try to do anything stupid. You know what I mean? I'm going to wait, I think, to get a PS5. I wonder if they're going to come out with like a slim version of this somehow. You know, they always do, you know. That's just what consoles do nowadays. So I don't know. I don't mind it though. It does look cool. You can, I believe, lay it down or stand it up. Of course, in the picture I'm looking at right now, it's stood up. In most pictures I've seen, it stands up. But the DualSense controller still does look sick, and I'm excited to see people do custom versions of that. So let's talk about some games, okay? excuse me. I got the Rona, you guys. Capcom was teasing a bunch of stuff, and a lot of people thought that they were going to tease Street Fighter VI, and I did see a picture of a poster where it looked like Akuma's back, and a 6 was in his back, and it said PS5 soon or whatever, or something like that. But then I think I saw later that was fake. I have no idea. And at the end of the non-anime news, we can talk about Street Fighter a little bit, because I do want to talk about Capcom. But this new game that Capcom presented called Pragmata looks really cool. It looks really cool. It looks really amazing. It shows a high-tech astronaut walking in like a desert in New York, and he's shooting things in the air that like releases some kind of particles or something, and then it activates a device that projects like these ephemeral people or holograms of people, and then a little girl appears. I don't know, dude. It looks really cool, though. It looks really sweet. The PS5 graphics are just really cool, really amazing. There's another game by Heart Machine, who they're famous for doing Hyper Light Drifter. They announced a game called Solar Ash. You should go watch that trailer. That looks amazing. Demon's Soul Remake coming to PlayStation 5. It was the start of an entire subgenre and legacy of titles for the developer From Software. And, I mean, this game is amazing. It's really fun for a lot of people. And I wasn't into these Dark Soul games for a while, but I did like Demon's Souls a lot. So I might have to cop. It looks super sweet. Then, of course, we got Resident Evil 8. The 8th official entry in the Resident Evil series is called Resident Evil Village, and it has a haunted village theme. Did anyone play 7? And if you did, I barely watched any gameplay of that, to be honest with you. All the gameplay of any Resident Evil shit I've been watching has been RE2 Remake or RE3 Remake. But yeah, I don't know. Let me know. Let me know if you you've played Resident Evil 7, Biohazard. I'm really curious to see how that one went down. Of course, excuse me. I'd be remiss, however, if I didn't talk about Horizon 2, Forbidden West, the sequel to Horizon Zero Dawn. Man, this character is something else. I mean, she's amazing. She's visually stunning. She's a beast. She's really strong. And it's just really cool. And I hope I got to play the first one. Cause I do have a PS4. I should see. I think there's like a re-release classic edition version of it that I can buy, but I'm excited to see that was really cool. This one was one I was really excited about. I really love the art style and look of this. It's called The Little Devil Inside, and from the company Neostream. Music, Place Out of Time, Manor, Gear. It looks like a Wes Anderson film is what they described it as, and it just looks really cool. The color palette to it looks very amazing. Super sweet. You should check that out. And then, of course, we got a new look at the new Oddworld game. If you've never heard of Oddworld, Oddworld is the weirdest fucking franchise ever, but it's so amazing. The story of it is so cool. And it follows this guy named Abe, and he's a creature called a Mudokon or a Mudo. And the first one was on PlayStation, the original PlayStation. So this seems very natural to have. I believe this is like the fourth Oddworld game, because there's Oddworld and Oddworld 2, then there's Oddworld Munch's Odyssey, and then I think there was another one. I don't remember. Let's look it up right now. Let's see how many Oddworld games there are. Obviously, there's like a bunch of, other, yeah, there's a Quintology. So this would be the sixth one. Okay, so there's Oddworld, Abe's Odyssey, Abe's Exodus, Munch's Odyssey, Stranger's Wrath, and then New and Tasty, which came out on PS4, Xbox One, whatever. But it originally was a PlayStation game, and it's by GT Interactive. It now has its own studio with its original devs at the Oddworld Inhabitant Studio. So, yeah, the new one, Oddworld Soulstorm. I mean, you guys just, they're great. And I think you can actually play the originals on the PlayStation Network, but they're great games. Of course, we also have Sackboy, A Big Adventure. And if you don't know who Sackboy is, he's from Little Big Planet. So a new Little Big Planet game where you play Sackboy. And yeah, dude, that's kind of a funny name. It's kind of funny now that I'm saying it out loud, Sackboy. But yeah, Little Big Planet, if you're a Little Big Planet fan. Here's a new one. Square Enix announces Project Athia for PS5 and PC. Project Athia, a brand new game from Luminous Productions, which is the Square Enix studio behind Final Fantasy XV, was unveiled during Sony's big PlayStation 5 presentation. This looks crazy. And the footage that we saw was just dev footage. So, I mean, it probably may not exactly look like that. But my God, it just... the big creature, wolf-looking creature that looked like it was like got made out of a bunch of... it looked like a bunch of particle branches or some shit, and then it was like on fire on the inside. The environment, oh my God. Just beautiful, just beautiful. I'm horny right now talking about it. Maybe, you know, Trisha will tickle the pickle later. Who knows? Insomniac Studio, new Spider-Man game called Spider-Man Miles Morales. They did come out with a statement today that said this has nothing to do with the Spider-Man game on PS4 that just came out, you know, last year, a few years ago. This is a whole new thing. It's not an expansion to that. It's not a sequel. It's not a DLC to that. This is its own thing, and it's about Miles Morales. And it just... oh my God, dude. I love Miles Morales, and I love Spider-Man. I love that Spider-Man game, although I never played it. I will cop this for sure. I mean, I haven't played a Spider-Man game in a minute, so hell yeah. Then VanillaWare's 13 Sentinels Aegis Rim. This was a game that was very successful in Japan, and it's finally coming to the North American side, and it's going to come on PlayStation 4. But this was part of the presentation, I think, wasn't it? Oh, it doesn't say. I don't think I, because I didn't watch all the presentation, so I was just, I don't know. But it's like an anime visual novel, kind of like in this 2D style. Looks really cool, and there's big robot fights, and it's kind of like a, it's, you play it like a visual novel, but it's just like, oh my god, dude. It looks really cool. It's called 13 Sentinels Aegis Rim, so check that out. Of course, we got a bunch of other stuff. You know, as long as PlayStation 5 was doing stuff, other companies announced stuff. So we got the new Guilty Gear Strive trailer today, and it showed Ramlethal Valentine, and she is just, she's so hot. She's such a waifu. I thought they were going to tease another character with this because in other trailers we've got, they've shown a character, and then at the very end they'll be like, oh, and then they'll show this other character. I just want to see a new character. I want to see a new one. Okay, all the characters we've gotten so far have been Guilty Gear characters we've already had, whether they're from the original to, Rev or Rev 2. I'm excited for this game, though. I'm really excited for Guilty Gear Strive. I know it's going to come out on PS4, I think. I know it comes out 2021, so it's potentially they're probably just going to make it come out for PS5. I don't think they have announced, obviously it's going to be on Steam, so I'm not really worried about it. I can just get it on Steam if I don't have a PS5 by then. But, yeah, dude, I'm excited for Strive, for sure. I'm also excited because Azure Striker Gunvolt 2 was announced, and it's going to come out PC via Steam on June 22nd. They just, like, casually dropped this, like, last week, and I didn't even see it. But it came out 4 years ago, Azure Striker Gunvolt. It came out 4 years ago on Steam. And I didn't recently beat it until just a few months ago when we were all in quarantine and stuff. I was trying to, like, find games to play and stuff. This was one of the ones I reinstalled and finally beat. And it was actually really, really fucking hard at the end. And there's actually, if you don't do a certain thing and equip a certain item by the end, there's these items you have to collect, and then you get a certain item at the end that you have to equip when you go into the last battle. If you don't have it equipped when you go into the last battle, you don't get the actual, like, last fight of the game. And that last fight, not only was the last battle hard, but the secret last battle was really hard. And so, yeah, I'm excited for this game. I'm really excited for it. I really like Azure Striker Gunvolt. It's by IntiCreates. I've talked about IntiCreates many times. IntiCreates is a really cool studio. You should check out any of their games. Seriously. And play Azure Striker Gunvolt. For real. Okay, here's some movie news, and then we're going to talk about... And then we got some TV news, and then we're going to talk about Capcom at the end of this, okay? Matrix 4 release bumped to 2022. Godzilla vs. Kong takes former date, because apparently I think they were going to change the date, but now they're not. So Godzilla vs. Kong was May 21st, 2021. It will now be moved to April 1st, 2022. Matrix 4, due to COVID. The film's original release date, now intended for Godzilla vs. Kong, was May 21st. It will now be April 1st, 2022. Okay, so Godzilla vs. Kong was originally planned for November 20th, 2020, so at the end of this year. And I think that's where it's moving back to. And apparently there's another Tom and Jerry movie coming out, and that's coming out in 2021. So Warner Brothers, you know, they're doing shit. I've never seen... So I saw the Godzilla from, was it 2014? The one with Bryan Cranston and Aaron Johnson. I've seen that one, but I haven't seen Skull Island, Kong Skull Island, and I haven't seen the latest Godzilla one where he fights... like Ghidorah and all that. I have to watch that one still. But I'm excited for this, like, monster universe. Really excited for it. So, and I'm excited for The Matrix 4. So, Bruce Timm. If you don't know who Bruce Timm is, then you need to get a hobby. But Bruce Timm is the original creator and animator artist for Batman the Animated Series. Apparently, he's doing a new Batman animated film. Bruce Timm's artwork is amazing, okay? I mean, he did the original animated series, he did Batman Beyond. He's just an amazing artist. You can tell his art from a mile away. It's amazing. So I'm excited for that. DC animated films are really good. If you've never seen them, you should legit watch them for sure. We did get a trailer for Bill and Ted's Face the Music. I don't know how I feel about Keanu Reeves. Like, seeing him as all the roles he's done lately and then seeing him do this again was kind of goofy. Like, I don't know, like, they, like, you know, they're saying all the old lines again, like, be excellent to each other and all that stuff. It just was, like, super weird. It was super weird, but if you're a Bill and Ted fan, I think you'll appreciate it. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse 2 is officially in production. Sony has finally made a move on Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse 2 as Joaquin Dos Santos' upcoming sequel has officially entered production. So I'm excited for that. Hell yeah, dude. We're gonna get Into the Spider-Verse. I love Into the Spider-Verse. I didn't watch it till way later on Disney Plus, but it's fucking amazing. Bruce Campbell confirms new Evil Dead film in the works. I mean, that's amazing because Bruce Campbell's amazing, and we've always wanted to see him in a new Evil Dead movie. They were doing that series Ash vs. Evil Dead, and then it got canceled for some dumb reason. I have no idea if this movie will be connected to that. But, yeah, dude, if you like Evil Dead and you like Bruce Campbell, that's what's up. Psych 2 Peacock releases first 4 minutes, introduces Detective Lassie's dad. Psych 2 Lassie Came Home has officially announced its premiere date with unveiling the film's first 4 minutes. If you're not a fan of Psych, you know, don't worry about it, but if you haven't seen it, you should really watch this show. I really like Psych. The last episode kind of was weird. The last season was kind of weird, but then they released a movie, and now they're releasing this next movie. So I'm excited for it. I love Psych. Psych is really funny. It's just a really funny detective show, and it's got some serious moments in it. So, I mean, those serious moments are really good, in my opinion. So that's super cool. Okay, so last week we talked about Cobra Kai potentially not returning to YouTube. Or was that last week? Did I say that last week? Anyway, I think maybe I talked about something else. Anyway, so apparently YouTube is not renewing their Cobra. They're not renewing Cobra Kai Season 3. And the reason for that is, I found out, like, recently, a couple days ago, I found out it's because they're downsizing their YouTube original shows. And they basically kind of are admitting defeat here in terms of TV shows, which, honestly, if you're doing something that is making you a lot of money but not as much as still projected or as other streaming companies are doing, then you don't have to keep it around. You know what I mean? That's just how it is. And I kind of don't blame them at all. So, I mean, even though they had the show Wayne, which I had not seen every episode yet. I heard it was really good, but I watched the first episode and I really liked it. They canceled it after one season. There were other shows on there with big name YouTubers that those big YouTubers were doing. But I don't think they, after a certain number of seasons, they just stopped gaining traction, I think. I think Cobra Kai literally was the best show they had. And because they're getting rid of / canceling everything else, they're kind of like, okay, well, most people use YouTube Premium for the music part. We're not going to keep this around for this. We were already going to make it free anyway, so, you know, whatever. So they basically told Sony, can you please go find another streaming service for it? And Sony was like, okay, I guess. So Sony TV started shopping to other people for it. Its potential, of course, the two biggest runners are Netflix and Hulu, which kind of sucks because originally we were going to get it for free on YouTube with ads, and now we're not anymore. So now the case is, YouTube has not released it yet because they want to find a for sure buyer before they do so. And that is potentially another reason for the delay as long as we've had it. So I know some people were blaming the pandemic for it, which that is kind of the case because the pandemic did slow down editing a lot. but I'm excited. I'm excited either way. I mean, it does suck that we're not going to get it for free now, because now you have to probably have potentially Netflix or Hulu for it. But I do have both. And also, you know, if you're going to binge season 3 anyway, I mean, this show is so bingeable. It's the most bingeable thing that's ever binged a binge before. You could literally just do a 7-day trial, binge it all in one day, and then cancel if you want. You know what I mean? But either way, Cobra Kai 3. So I want to talk about Capcom a little bit. I told you this was going to be a long one, so shut up. But because we were talking about it on the Discord the other day, while the thing was going on, and the people in our Discord were watching it, and they were talking about it in the Discord as they were watching it. And that's cool, you know, whatever. We were talking about Capcom, and we were talking about, like, you know, they keep doing all this other stuff. You know, we want to see a lot of the reason they have not worked on a lot of stuff that made people fall in love with Capcom in the first place. I could be wrong in that. I could be very wrong. But if I'm talking about, and, you know, obviously they want to cater to a wide area of gamers. I totally get that. I totally get that. It's not, I'm just one person, and I can't speak for everybody in my generation. But I know for me, and even like, shout out to Jeremy Thunderstrikes, who is in a younger generation than me, but grew up with this stuff anyway because of his parents. Like, things like Mega Man Legends, Mega Man X 4, 5, and 6, like, you can keep giving me collections, game collections of this and that, remastered versions of this and that, but I would love a new version of some of those games. I would love, like, we never got Mega Man Legends 3. We know it's out there. There's video footage of it. Like, we never got, you know, your only fighting game that you're working on now is Street Fighter, when so many other people also loved Rival Schools. You gave us Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite, and I know that there was kind of talks about maybe a new one coming out, but, like, Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite, dude, was so bad. It was bad. And I'm glad that you're still going hard in Resident Evil, and I'm glad that we have the remakes. We have the RE2 remake is sick, like, that's cool. But people also fell in love with these other things that you guys are just, like, flopping on, and, like, we want more of those games. I don't want another sequel to Mega Man. That's a three. I don't. Mega Man 11 was dumb. I don't like that 3D crap. I know it seems much harder for you. I don't, maybe not, I don't fucking know. I honestly don't know. You could literally grab the assets and pixel sets that you have from Mega Man X4 and make a whole new game, and I would play the shit out of it. Like, okay, Into Creates, they do it. They still do it. You guys can't tell me you don't have the money and talent to do it. I don't know. That's just me. Maybe I'm being really elitist. Maybe I'm being really picky. I don't know. You let me know what you think, but that's just my two pennies. That being said, I would also love to see another Breath of Fire, you know? What about Breath of Fire, dude? Breath of Fire is so good. I've beaten the first three. I love Breath of Fire. I've never played the other ones. I don't think I've played 4 or the weird one on PlayStation 2. Was it Breath of Fire 5 or Breath of Dragon? I don't know. Either way, Capcom, you're a bitch. And Street Fighter 6 better be very good, or else I'm just done playing Street Fighter games, because y'all suck. Also, can I please get a Street Fighter, Super Street Fighter 2 HD Remix Edition that's not on the Switch, on PC? Can we get that version on PC? I would love that very much. I don't want to play it on the Switch. I would like to play it with my arcade stick on the PC. Thank you. TY, thank you so much. Alrighty, let's take a small break right here, and then we'll get into the anime news. boom, check that out. Okay, links.animesummit.net. You can find all the links right there. Discord, YouTube channels, everything. Everything I tell you, everything. Also, I realized that I've been slack-a-lacking on uploading the YouTube episodes, or the episodes to YouTube. I think I forgot last weekend because of Anitube, and also I already just forgot about this weekend's. So for this week's episode, I will make sure we get that, get that up and going for the people who listen on YouTube. So I'm sorry about that. Also, I just want to mention again, I mentioned it on this week's episode. Thank you for everyone who participated or spread the word about AnitubeCon. We raised over $2,500 for our charities, $960 for COVID direct relief, and then $1,600 something for Black Lives Matter. Really amazing. That's so amazing. And for those of you who can participate and spread the word, thank you so much. I think we were kind of talking about doing it biannually, so it's kind of like those mini conventions that have the biennial one, you know, one in the fall, one in the spring, or one in the fall, one in the summer kind of thing. Kind of like Summer Games are done quick, or Awesome Games done quick. They have one in the winter and one in the summer, you know. I would love to do it biannually, and you know, and I don't know if the charity is going to be the same every time. I wouldn't care if it was. Or it could be something different, you know, like a few years from now we'll have some other kind of charity based on the issues at hand during those times, you know, something. I don't know how we're going to do it. I'm still talking with Noxie and them about it, but yeah, we will see. It's going to be sweet. And yeah, there was even a couple of the creators that we at Anime Summit have collabed with that I had reached out to, and I totally didn't reach back out to them when we were doing it. So I'm really sorry. I hope to get them on to make it more fun. It's going to be sweet. So thank you. Thank you, everyone, for supporting that. Also, I forgot to bring this up on the this week's episode. I was going to, and I fucking forgot to. But there was this blogger, apparently, who wrote, I don't know, I'm not entirely sure, you know, his following or whatever, but it's on https://blog.feedspot.com. And it's almost kind of like you people can submit their blogs and stuff. The author's info is at the bottom. He's a huge podcast listener. He's got a bunch of all his blogs are basically top 10 podcasts of this top X number of this kind of podcast that you should listen to. He's got like top 20 MLB podcasts you should follow. Top 3 of these kind of news sites that you should follow. Top 5 e-discovery podcasts you should follow. He did one for top 30 manga podcasts you should follow in 2020. And guess who made number 2? Project Manga. And they saw, and I put the announcement on our announcements, and I was like, fuck yeah, Noxie, let's go, right? And then so I was curious, so I searched top anime podcasts on this website. And right when I found it, Noxie had told me on his Discord, you guys are number 2 for the top 20 anime podcasts. And I was like, what? What? And of course, number 1 is Otaku Spirit, which, I mean, they're good. Otaku Spirit's just they're good. They're very informative, very nice, chill podcast. It was crazy. I can't believe it. I thought it was really cool. You know, again, I don't know who this blogger is, and I know what I have never heard of Feedspot blogs before. But it was Otaku Spirit, Anime Summit, Blake and Spencer Get Jumped, Baka 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 as number 4, Feudal Anime Podcast. It's crazy. It's crazy to me. There's a bunch of podcasts on here. But yeah, the author, his name is Anuj Agarwal. And I guess he's one of the 25 experts on the Feedspot website, and he's the one who wrote it. So thank you, Anuj. I really appreciate it. So amazing. So amazing. So fucking cool to me. So fucking cool. So thank you so much. Thank you so much for all your support. Seriously, you guys, I'm feeling really good. I'm feeling really good about what we're doing with the Anime Summit, and it's all thanks to you guys. So I really appreciate it, and I love you guys. Also, patreon.com/animesummit if you want to support. During these crazy times with the pandemic and the protests and everything like that, I understand that if you want to put your money towards other things or you need to save money, that's totally okay. And also, if you are going to continue to be a patron, that's love, and I really appreciate it. So thank you. Love you guys. So let's get into the anime news, shall we? I don't really have, like, a big thing at the end. I do have a big piece at the end, but I don't have, like, an opinion or a thing at the end. But anyway, let's get right into it, shall we? Hiro Mashima, he's a creator of Fairy Tail. His Eden Zero manga gets TV anime. There is not yet a teaser or anything like that for it, but the announcement came through today, actually. Eden Zero. I hear that it's way better than Fairy Tail. I really, 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 really don't like Fairy Tail. I really don't like it. I think a lot of people don't like it. I think it's really dumb. The fights are really bad. I hear the story is, like, okay, but, like, you know, the fights are just terrible. And I've seen the fights, and they are terrible. They're very lazy. And the characters are lame. God, the characters are so fucking annoying and dumb-looking. I hate the characters. God. Anyway, Zoids Wild Zero anime resumes on June 19th after COVID-19 delay. I don't know why I read that one, because Zoids Wild Zero sucks. I really want to rewatch the older ones, though, for real. Discotech turns to community help for locating Moncol Knight's Metabots English dub masters. Media OCD owner Justin Savekis posted a tweet thread on behalf of Discotech asking the community's help in locating the English dub masters for Moncol Knight's and the third season of Metabots. He wrote, "The Fox Kid dub masters can't be found anywhere. Recutting from Japanese masters is not possible either. We are officially asking for community help in finding them. We suspect there might be masters in the Disney vault, but that is an impenetrable fortress for us. Any help would be invaluable. We're also looking for a season 3 of Metabots." Savekis also explained why it is difficult for Discotech to recut the original Japanese master footage, in saying, "Most adapted kids' dubs from the late 90s on used an automated method to shorten each app by trimming a couple frames off of every cut. Recutting good masters to match that would take literally months of work. Plus, we'd have to recreate any new graphics, financially impossible." He also stressed that he was looking for the broadcast master and not for the bootlegs or torrents. I think I had another article that I had clicked on here about Moncol Knight's somewhere around here, that they finally did get it somehow. But anyway, that's if anyone has any info on where they can find this, this was tweeted yesterday or a few days ago. Check it out. If any of you got those ADV DVDs, you might be able to help. I don't know if they released season 3 on those DVDs though, but yeah. Thunderbolt Fantasy Puppet Show's third season delays premiere due to COVID-19. I'm not even caught up, so that's okay. I'm not caught up. I've seen season 1, and I've seen a couple episodes of season 2. If you've never seen Thunderbolt Fantasy, this is fucking puppet anime. You know, we can call it puppet animation, just straight up. But it's made in Japan, so I call it puppet anime. It's literally like if you've ever seen like The Dark Crystal or any Jim Henson thing like Labyrinth or whatever, it reminds me of that, except with just straight up puppets and like fucking Wuja shit. It's super badass. A Whisker Away anime film's video release reveals Yorishika ending song. Dude, I just saw this trailer last week. Apparently this trailer's been out for a little bit, but it's this original story about finding one's true self in Tokoname Aichi, and centers on Miyo Muge Sasaki. She's a peculiar second-year junior high student who has fallen in love with her classmate Kento Hinode. Muge resolutely pursues Hinode every day, but he takes notice of her. Nevertheless, while carrying a secret she can tell no one, Muge continues to pursue Hinode. Muge discovers a magic mask that allows her to transform into a cat named Taro. The magic lets Muge get close to Hinode, but eventually it may also make her unable to transform back to a human. So she'd be turning into a cat so he can, like, cuddle with him and shit. And, I mean, that's really smart. If I had a crush and I wanted to cuddle with the person I was in love with all the time and turn into a cat, I would just do that all the time. Anyway, it's Cat Face Johnson, the movie, so it's already a 10 out of 10. I don't even need to fucking watch it. Fuck you. Original sci-fi anime Decadence full promo video unveils more cast July 8th debut. We've talked about this one before, and we finally got a trailer for it. I'm really excited for this. I'm always excited for anime originals, obviously. But it does look really cool. Really, really fucking cool. Yeah, dude. We have, Izumi Murakami for the visual concept. You know, Takashi Ichikura for art director. Nakamura for color design. And Masato Takahashi for the CG. He's a CG director. Masato Takahashi, he did Eden of Grisaya, Hikai J, bunch of stuff. He did a lot of the 3D directing in Tanya Saga of the Evil. Really cool. Here's a big one. Shaman King manga gets brand new TV anime next April. Do you remember me talking about this on the newscast? Was it like a few months ago? Where my big thing at the end of it was like, what happened to Shaman King? Someone tell me what happened to Shaman King. Which I don't know if any of y'all talked about with me, and for that, fuck you. But that's okay. It debuted in Weekly Shonen Jump in 98, and then the series abruptly ended in 2004, although a reprinting of the manga revealed a true ending in 2009, fucking many years later. Takei drew a series of short stories titled Shaman King Zero in Shueisha's Jump X magazine, which was in 2011, and then a sequel series, Shaman King Flowers, in the same magazine from 2012 to 2014. Takei launched a new arc for his Shaman King manga titled Shaman King the Superstar in Shonen Magazine Edge in 2018. The magazine revealed in December that the manga was nearing its climax. The April issue of Shonen Magazine Edge revealed that the manga would resume on April 17th. So it's still kind of going. The anime ran from like 2000 to 2002 or something like that. And I don't remember. I know it aired here in America on Fox Kids, and I don't remember it ever really ending. And I don't even know if that anime, original anime, even got like its proper ending. Obviously, due to the way the manga was handled. But I'm excited for this because now I can like watch Shaman King legit. I imagine this is exactly like kind of like the Hunter x Hunter situation, where they had the '90s anime or whatever, with the 40-some episodes, and then they have the 2011 one. You know, I imagine it kind of like that. So I'm excited to watch this. I loved Shaman King when I was younger. Really cool. Studio Bones, Jose and the Tiger and the Fish anime film delayed due to COVID-19. I was really excited for this one. I think there's a trailer out for this, right? I'm not sure yet. But apparently it is delayed due to the pandemic. And that's probably, honestly, I blame Smokey. So if you want to send Smokey an email, that's smokey@animesummit.net. Upcoming Uzumaki anime shows off storyboards. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I don't know if I can watch this. This is just absolutely creepy. It is almost disgusting. It's you got a guy cutting off the tip of his fingers. Like, I can't do it, dude. I can't do it. Fucking Junji Ito does not play games. You know, he's using a pair of scissors. I can't. And then you got some Uzumaki shit. Here's the shit with the girl with the where it starts in her eyeball and then kind of eats her whole face. Ugh! I don't know, guys. I can't do it. I don't know. I don't know if I'll be able to watch that. I had trouble reading it as it was. But anyway. God damn it, dude. Funimation adds the Promised Neverland's anime's English dub. So you can, on July 1st, you can watch in the North America regions the dub of Promised Neverland. Polar Bear Cafe manga resumes on June 27th. I have not seen this anime yet. I know everyone's been telling me to watch it. You have fucking Penguin Face Johnson, Polar Bear Face Johnson, and a Panda Face Johnson running a cafe. I'm going to see if Trisha will watch it with me because she's a panda, and hopefully she'll love it. But yeah, I'm going to fucking watch this. And there's also a grizzly bear, which is like, that's my guy right there. You know, grizzly bears. I'm the big mama bear. That's what's up. I hibernate in the winter. I eat salmon. So, you know, fuck with me. All right. If you like seafood, that's what's up. Sword Art Online, Alicization War of the Underworld Part 2. Debuts back on July 11th after COVID-19 delay. So we're getting it in the middle of summer, it seems like. And I'm really excited for, man. And I said this on the Isekai panel I was on Anitube, if you watched it. And I'll say it again. Aincrad, really good. Alfheim, not that good. Gun Gale, a little better, not really. Excalibur, nobody cares. Mother's Rosario, pretty good. Alicization, now we're back on the Aincrad level. War of the Underworld Alicization, holy shit. It's really good. I love Alicization. It's the best arc since Aincrad, and honestly, I wouldn't mind if it ended right here. Like I like it. I like it a lot. Alicization is really cool. You should watch it. Monster Girl Doctor anime premieres on July 12th. This is of course the anime with where there's a doctor in this fantasy world, and it's not an isekai. It's like just takes place in the fantasy world. Thank the Lord. But, you know, he's got, like, a hot Naga nurse. She's, like, a snake Naga, something or other. And they heal monster girls. And it's really cute. It's probably going to be some harem shit. And that might ruin it. But, you know, whatever. Oh, here. I found it. Here we go. This article was... Oh, no. This article was from before. So, it says, Crunchyroll adds Monocle Knights to animate a catalog. So, that's probably just the sub, right? Anyway... If you have any information on Monocle Knights or Metabot Season 3, though, check it out. So remember a couple weeks ago, or maybe it was about a month ago now, that Hiroshi Takahashi announced a new Crows and Worst project? The July issue of Akita Shoten's monthly Shonen Champion magazine revealed on Friday that the new project for Hiroshi Takahashi's Crows and Worst manga includes the Worst Gaiden Zetan Sensei manga, which will debut in the magazine's next issue on July 6th. The manga will focus on Crow's character Hanazawa Zetan Saburo fulfilling his dream of working as a teacher during the worst time period. So worst comes after Crow's, and Zetan had always said, Zetan, by the way, is he was a first year in the last few arcs of Crow's, and he's one of the strongest suzerain fighters ever. The only people stronger than him are the Ebizuka trio and Buya Haramichi. He's just a fucking beast. He took over the first years on his first day of school, and he always said he wanted to become a teacher. And so apparently it's going to be called Worst Gaiden Mr. Zetan or Zetan Sensei. So I'm excited for that. I would love to see this. Zetan is a really cool character, and it's cool to see him as an adult. So I'm going to be reading that. Monthly Shonen Champion, so it'll be monthly. PA Works Apare Ranman anime restarts on July 3rd after a COVID-19 delay. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't give a shit. This anime could have been cool, and I kind of just don't care. I don't know. I just don't care. It's not hooking me enough. I don't care. Uzaki-chan Wants to Hang Out anime video reveals opening song. July 10 debut. If you've never heard of Uzaki-chan, she is this very happy-go-lucky, very top-heavy, let's just say, girl. Very cute. Do you remember, it must have been last year I talked about this, they drew her in a cardboard cutout and drew her as a nurse for the American Red Cross blood drive. And someone on Twitter complained about it, like, oh, you're hypersexualizing women again or whatever, or some dumb shit. But the results showed that because they had her as like the face of that year's, like that event's campaign, that blood drive donations went up by like a shit ton compared to previous years. And also it's an anime character. And also if it's working, why are you mad? Also, a girl can be a hot nurse if she wants to. So what's your fucking problem? You know what I mean? That's just me. I don't know. Maybe I'm stupid. But like, anyway, that's the anime that's in question. It finally got an anime announced a little bit ago, and there's now a trailer for it. I imagine it's going to be really cute. I'm sure Nick is going to like it because she's got the fang, little fang, the one fang on the side of her mouth. You can now brew coffee with Evangelion Coffee Maker. Okay, I got to pause for a minute. We got to talk about this. Evangelion, I love Evangelion to death, and I will buy any Evangelion product ever made, period. Point blank, period. But I also will say that they make a product out of fucking everything. They made a razor shaving cream set that I forgot to buy now, and I don't think I can buy it anymore. But they had a razor shaving cream set. I think Udinger bought one. They have a G-Shock watch that just came out. And now here we have a coffee maker. You know what, man? When I would love, dude. Okay, I'm dreaming, but I'm putting the idea out there in hopes that someone hears it and makes it. An electronics toolkit, Evangelion themed. I would buy the shit out of that for my Game Boys, and to, you know, from all of my software and or not software, but my console fixing and all that shit. I would love that. Holy fuck, I would love the shit out of that. Hopefully, we get Evangelion themed funeral homes. I would love that. I would love to be buried in an Ava themed casket. Bury me in an Ava. Seriously, no. Mark my words right here. You guys, when I die, put me. I want my coffin to be purple and green, like Ava Unit 13 or Ava Unit 1, and then have like the eyes on the side and everything like that. Dude, Mark. Okay, write that down. I'm going to put that on my will later. Fuck you. Okay, actually, I'm gonna save that for the end right there. Hold on. Not the big piece, but the end. Lapis Relights Anime new promo video with July 4th premiere. So this is for Lapis Relights. We talked about this last week. This looks like some slice of life girl shit. But it's supposed to be. Isn't it supposed to be like kind of like a? I don't remember what this one was about. But anyway, it's another anime with Re in the name, and it's got a bunch of really cute girls with different colored hair, all that shit. So if you're into waifu the anime, there you go. Oh, excuse me. Okay, so here's the two big pieces at the end. The last thing I'm going to say is way bigger in my opinion, but Warner Brothers Japan to stream Stay Connected with Anime event on July 3rd. Warner Brothers Japan announced on Monday that its first virtual anime panel named Stay Connected with Anime will take place on July 3rd. The event will feature guests from the staff and cast of the company's flagship anime titles, which is It Wrong to Pick Girls in a Dungeon 3, Food Wars, The Fifth Plate, and JoJo's Bizarre Adventure Golden Wind. The event will stream on July 3rd at 10 p.m. EDT. Warner Bros. Japan plans to stream the event on the Anime Expo YouTube channel and the Crunchyroll official YouTube channel and the Crunchyroll Collection YouTube channel and the Warner Bros. Japan anime YouTube channel. So yeah, check that out, dude. July 3rd to 4th. That's going to be kind of cool. I mean, and then also Anime Expo Lite will take place on July 3rd to 4th on May 27th. July 3rd to 4th. And then on May 27th, event staff revealed the event to be a virtual live stream. Will host character designer Yoshitaka Amano. So that's really cool. So this is the big piece I was talking about. D'Art Stagio is Japan's first black-owned anime studio. Now, we could sit here and talk all day about, is it anime if it comes from this, or is it anime if it comes from that? Is Avatar anime? Whatever. This is, and I don't really care what the prerequisites for that is. Because we have Seis Manos on Netflix, right? The Mexican one, the Hispanic anime or whatever you call it. Hold on. I'm going to look up who did Seis Manos. They call it an American adult animation or animated cartoon. But it's created by Brad Graber and Alvaro Rodriguez. Written by Alvaro Rodriguez and Daniel Dominguez. Powerhouse Animation Studios, Viz Productions. Powerhouse Animation Studios, I mean, they've done a lot of stuff. They've done the Castlevania series on Netflix, and now they're doing, say, they did Seis Manos. They've done a lot of video game stuff. They did stuff from Mortal Kombat X. Anyway, that doesn't matter. What matters is D'Art Stagio is Japan's first ever predominantly black-owned anime studio. D'Art Stagio was founded back in 2016 by three industry veterans, animator Henry Thurlow, background artist Artel Issam, and his twin brother Darnell, both of whom are black. the team set off to create a unique studio with the goal of bringing together American sensibilities in Japanese anime and represent incredible talents in the field. Thurlow himself had previously worked for Nakamura Production as an in-between animator responsible for titles such as Pokemon and Gundam Build Fighters. He has also animated for Tokyo Ghoul under Pierrot Animation. As for the Assam brothers, or I think just Artel Assam, the background animator was part of the Ogura Kobo team before founding D'Archstagio, earning massive hits under his belt, including Bleach, Gintama, Black Butler, Naruto, Lupin the Third, The Woman Called Fujiko Mine. And I just, like, that's, I mean, resumes aside, I mean, that's just really cool. I'm really excited to see what animes are going to come out of this studio. And like I said, you know, I've said this on the newscast before, anime is becoming multicultural. We're getting our first Saudi Arabian anime this year. You know what I mean? So I think if you were to sit there and ask me, Sam, is Avatar anime, is Castlevania anime? Absolutely they are. I think they're done in the style of, in spirit of anime. And maybe that's different. Maybe you can just call that a cartoon done in the style of anime or in the spirit of it. But when you're talking about D'Archstagio, which is in Japan, making anime, you know what I mean? There's YouTube channels where they're touring their studio and stuff. I implore you to look to watch those videos and check them out. But I mean, anime is becoming multicultural. That's just what it is. It's becoming multicolored, multi-diverse. And I think we should all just embrace that. That's fucking awesome. We want anime to be a big community. We want it to be fun. And that's just going to be amazing. So I'm excited to see what anime comes out of that. That's going to be sweet. That's going to be real sweet. I think they have a YouTube channel you can go and sub to and check out some of the little shorts they've done and things like that as well. So I'm really excited for that. Hell yeah. Let me know what you guys think, okay? That being said, I hope you guys have fun listening. Thank you for listening every week. I love y'all very much. Let me know if y'all need anything. I'll be in the bathroom taking a poop or probably making Trisha rub my feet or something of that nature. Probably. Most likely it's going to be the latter, for sure. That being said, I'm Sam, and this has been the Anime Summit Newscast.